What is up? Let's get this bitch started.
Republic Yemeni number one.
What is up, y'all? Hope you guys had a really good week. I hope you guys are healthy, happy. I hope y'all fucking a lot. If you want to. Because if you don't want to, then you don't have to. And if you don't want to, and it's still happening to you, file a police complaint, because that's rape. What is up, motherfuckers? Another week. And I don't know if you caught my podcast with Joanne Socrates the other day, 2 days ago. We had a real good podcast, you know. It was, I really enjoyed talking to her. It was very, very easy to converse with Joanne, you know. She invited me on her podcast, Kidnapping Comedians, to talk about love. And it was a good, fun podcast, man. It was only supposed to be a half an hour, and I think we went an hour and a half or 2 hours or some shit. You know, and then I had some, like, beef about how she was going about saying the whole... There's a trend right now with this whole gender thing that's popping off with pronouns and, you know... trans rights, and should kids get injected with hormones at the age of five if they think at the age of five that they might not be this gender or sex that they are. Like, this entire freaking trend of this is also leaking over into, you know, people who are heterosexual, where now it's like women who are straight will literally be like, And you saw it in the podcast that I had with Joanne. It's like she always kept trying to bring it back to men. This is how men are. You see, ladies, that's what men do. And it was just like, I had to stop her in her podcast. I was like, yo, no. You need to stop that fucking shit. You know, just to sit there and like right off the bat be like, you know, and it's happening a lot. I'm seeing it more with women right now. It's like it's become cool to be like, hey, you know, fuck men, or this problem is because of men, and it's because of the patriarchy, and some of their complaints are legit. It's not like we should like not listen to anything that some of these women are saying, but for the most part, it's becoming a trope with straight women where it's like everything now. Men are a certain way. Like in the podcast, you know, she would ask me a question and I would answer it. And the answer, you know, would be however I felt, you know, like, and then she was like, see, that's just how men are, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I had to push back. That's not how it is. It ain't like that at all. I don't believe at all that you know, only men do certain things in relationships and only women do certain things in relationships. I had to tell her straight up, because like in my own life, I have friends of mine that are female that I'm completely platonic with, not had any relationship with them whatsoever. They're just friends. And, you know, throughout the years, whenever I would like talk to them and I would bitch about things that a girl that I was dating was doing to me, you know, whether the lying or the deflecting or the gaslighting or the being too clingy or whatever it is that I saw in my viewpoint as, yo, this is what women do. That's how I used to think. I'm like, man, women are always illogical. Man, women always got to be too emotional. Man, women always got to be clingy, because I'm a straight guy. And all I do is date women. I don't date dudes. I don't know what it's like to date a guy. All I know is I date women. Then I start seeing these patterns in some of the women that I'm dating. And then in my mind, I'm like, yo, that's what all women do. That's exactly what all women do. And that's not the case. Because once I talk to my female friends, they'd be telling me straight the fuck up. They'd be like, yo, I know guys that have done the same thing. Or we would talk, and then in the middle of us, they'd be like, oh my God, I was dating a guy that just did the same thing to me. And then when I would inspect it, I'm like, really? And then we start talking about it. And, you know, when she started explaining whatever this other guy and how he behaved in a relationship, I was just like, yo, those are some of the same traits I'm seeing in these girls that I'm dating. The ghosting, I always thought it was only men that had to deal with this. Like, you'd be going, like, I don't know if any of you are online dating, but like, when you do it on the man side, it can be really frustrating because you're sitting there talking to a girl and then they just ghost, right? You'd be like, talk to them for a little bit and blah, blah, and then they just stop coming back or stop talking to you, right? And then, like, in your own insecure mind, you're thinking, what was it that I did that? What, I don't, how come she's not responding back after we kind of had this conversation? And then it was like I spoke to other females who, some of them super hot, and they say the same shit. They're like, oh yeah, I go through the same shit. I deal with the same type of guys, the same type of ghosting. And like in my mind, I'm like, yo, like you're a 10, like you're a smoke show. What guy would just fucking like ghost you? And sometimes they would ghost in the worst type of fucking way too, man. Like, this happened to me one time, but like someone would be like, yeah, meet me at this bar, and then you go there and then they don't show up. Like, that's like legit fucked up ghost. But I heard a lot of women be going through a lot of that. So anyways, all I know is I'm saying is that talking to Joanne, it was pretty cool, you know, because I think we both kind of like woke up, I hope, and kind of realized that, you know, it's not men are only exclusive to being shitheads, you know? Let's fucking just get that out of the way. And then player. She said, she called me a player, or asked if I was a player. And then I'm just like, yo, what's the definition of a player? A guy who likes to sleep around? Is that a player? And I think we had to like actually like clarify it, because to me, it's like you can't call a guy a player, because a player has a negative connotation. And I think the idea behind the word player is that you are in a relationship with a girl that you're supposed to be committed to and loyal to, and instead, what you're doing instead is fucking going behind her back and having a whole bunch of other relationships with other women. That's a player. I would say that's a player. I would not go out of my way and say that a player is someone like I think myself, where I just tell the women straight up, I'm not looking for a relationship. You know, why is it that, like, so that's a player? And then I had to clarify. I'm like, look, you're trying to make something that seems very positive negative, right? Calling me a player, I think is disingenuous. You know, have I been a player? Sure. There's been a time in the past where I've like dated a girl and then, you know, I ended up like cheating on her. But typically when that happened and I was younger, it was I had to learn and teach myself to be like, yo, if I'm already thinking about cheating on this girl, then something's wrong with this relationship. You know, because I know I'm the type of person, I want to be loyal. So when I'm in a relationship, I'm like, look, I look forward to just being loyal to this one girl. And I notice, man, if I ever have that inkling of like, man, I want to fuck some other bitches while I'm with this girl, that means it's time for me to break up with her. That means that we have differences that are not able to be settled. And I need to move on, because my subconscious mind is already telling me, like, yo, we need to get the fuck out of this shit. But yeah, so to me, it's just like, man, you can't fucking call me a player. I mean, that's fucked up. You know? I'm not even that fucking good at playing that many women anyway. That's fucking like, you know how hard it is? I don't know how some of these guys do it. Well, they'll juggle like multiple girls at the same time. That's just like, don't you guys have shit to do? Don't you have stuff that you want to accomplish? it's like, you know, dating that many people, you know, it's not easy, especially when it comes to women, because, you know, you got to like talk to them, you know, and like, you know, be there for them, you know, for the most part, they need some type of aftercare. So I just thought like, yo, man, you can't just be saying that, you know, that I'm a player just because I only want sex. And the key is this, that's all men really want. I think some women would be like asking men, oh, all you want is sex. I mean, if we were all honest, we would be like, yeah. I think like as men age, there we want other things, right? When the fucking testosterone depletes in our system and our nuts shrivel up and our libido fades and we realize we need to slow down and stay inside a little bit and be nice. You know, I can, you know, a lot of guys kind of like gradually as they get older. Yeah. But for the most part, man, men, whew, sex rules us, man. And I think it's fucked up that they're going to like try to shame us or women. I hate the fact that like women are shamed for wanting to be a slut. I think that is some fucking trash, you know? I think that if we could all come together and be like, yo, we're all sluts and we should enjoy that. Do you know how great it would be? Do you have any idea how awesome it would be? There'd be so much sex going on. Chlamydia would just be on the rise, bro. You know, AIDS will make a comeback. But we'll be having fun, you know? I just don't think there's anything wrong with them, you know, wanting sex. And when it comes to a man, bro, the jackpot is when a you meet a girl that only wants sex from you. You know, I know there are some men that are definitely like into relationships, so that they wouldn't want any of that. You know, they want to be in a relationship. You know, I get that. But for the most part, most guys I know, they rue the day that a girl just hands him her punani on a platter. It's like, take this. You don't even gotta feed me. Just take it. Ah! Amazing. It's amazing. What up, Bolty? How's it going, brother? It would change the world. I think you are referring to my comment about if we all just decided to be sluts and we're just open about it. I mean, yeah. You know, it is funny, man. Like, just on a separate tangent, like, I always hear, like, people try to make the parallels between how we view sex and how we view violence. There's this argument that you would hear often where people would be like, they would straight up be like, you know, oh, in this society, we glorify violence and we allow violence, but we want nothing to do with sex, right? So like the idea is that why is it that we live in a society where you can watch a movie with your child, right? And then people on the screen are getting shot up in a war or murdered or fucking axed to the face or, you know, fucking obliterated in many bloody, violent ways. And you would just let the kid watch that. But then when there's a sex scene, it's like, whoa, close your eyes, Jimmy. I'd rather you watch the shit that hurts. All this feel-good shit, better stop it with that shit, bruh. Close your eyes. Avert your gaze. I'm going to make you feel shame for being in the room with me while people are on the screen kissing and humping in a fake way. I don't know. I think that argument doesn't set with me because I keep hearing that, right? Like they use that analogy. Like, wow, sex is like, You as a parent would be like, you would tell your kid, don't watch the sex scenes, but it's okay to watch the violent, bloody, violent scenes, right? And I think, honestly, my argument to that is those two things are not comparable, especially when you're watching a movie, right? Because I think that killing someone way harder than fucking someone, right? For real though. Like the want to actually take action, find a weapon, and end someone's life in front of you is less plausible than you having an orgasm with another human being, right? So I think that argument doesn't really sit well with me, because to me it's just like, yo, the kid is watching this violent scene happening, and if the kid is not a sociopath, right? If you're raising this kid to be a moral person, it's very easy to tell them, hey, that's wrong, you know, that's violent, right? You wouldn't do that to someone because it's a very bad, bad, bad thing. But then you still let them watch it. And I think it's because we assume, right, that that kid is not going to go out and start killing people right away, right? But one thing you can count on is that kid, once he figures out what to do with his boner, he's going to find somewhere to stick it. And then what happens? A baby. And oh man, that is like a parent's worst fucking nightmare, that their baby had a baby. What the fuck? Right? So I think the argument of like, oh, we just let our kids watch violence on TV, but then we don't let them watch sex. Well, my logical part of my brain is that because the kid going out having sex and possibly having a kid is far more plausible than him going out and shooting up a whole bunch of people. So I don't know. I just think that that is a thing that just doesn't hold water. I just wanted to get that off my chest because it just popped up on my thing. Oh, Jason Bacon says stopping by before heading to the Cairo, asking me to check my messages. I sent a video clip of the last podcast for you to use. What last podcast? My last podcast? Hold on a second. My messages where, bro? My messages on Instagram? I'm really bad with getting back to people. So I was pretty addicted to my phone for a really long time and technology and stuff and Facebook, and it would just suck all my time away. And then I slowly trained myself to sort of like disregard, like when a text comes, to like answer it right away. Cause usually I would have this anxiety. I would just drop everything and just pick up my phone and start answering that shit fucking right away. And I realized, man, it's breaking me away from my work. So I need to get into the habit of like not being on Facebook that much, not being on Facebook that long, you know, not fucking being on Instagram or all these other fucking apps for too long, or my messages or whatever. That I trained myself so well to do that, that now, oh my God, I'm terrible at getting back at people. So I apologize, Jason, if I missed your email, or I'm checking Instagram right now. Let me see here. But yeah, I think it's very, very good for us to stay away from, I don't know what you sent me, buddy, but I'll try. Facebook messages. Okay. So a Bolte just said before that, said we had one in school back in 1993 that was pregnant. No school shootings. Right? Right, Bolte? Case in fucking point. Case in point. He goes, we had one in school back in 1993 that was pregnant. No school shooting. So that just goes back to like my logic of like saying that, you know, the argument of saying, oh, we let kids watch sex on TV, but we don't let them watch violence. Or we let them watch violence, but we won't let them watch two people kissing. Again, it's going to go back to the logic of way more plausible that kid wanting to have sex than shooting a bunch of people like he's seeing on TV. So I think that's why parents are like, oh, yeah, we'll let them watch violence because I know my kid. My kid's not going to blow up a bunch of people. But then all of a sudden there's a sex scene. It's just like, oh, no, 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 don't get any ideas. Especially the girls. Whoop, don't hit. You're a fucking walking baby factory. Can't have my baby making babies. A lot of explaining to do to everyone in the fucking neighborhood, especially if you're Arab and Muslim. Yeesh. My baby had a baby. Huh? Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, Bolte. You're right. Let me go check the Facebook messages real quick. Jason Bacon sent me a message. And like I said, I'm really bad at this whole getting on did you like take a clip out?
I can't pause this. Before the pandemic, let me tell you what it was like trying to get a drink in Australia. I couldn't get drunk there.
Oh, this is the bar story?
And then he puts it.
Okay.
He goes, if you need to do it.
That's really cool, Jason. I think I'm going to have to take that and put it on my Instagram. I appreciate that. You know, the funny thing is that I actually have to, like right now put systems in place, guys. First off, before I fucking go into this, man, you know, we were talking about sex, relationship with Joanne and everything. Guys, please take care of yourself. I can't stress this shit enough, man. I mean, really take care of yourself. Fucking take time to just breathe and relax and enjoy life, you know? I can't stress this enough because, like, in my one podcast, seven solo podcasts ago, called What the Fuck Is Going On With Me, I was stressed, man. So, and I'm never like that. So fucking stressed. Like, it was so bad that I was, like, snapping on people. There'd be nobody in my fucking, in my apartment. Something bad would happen. I'd freak the fuck out. You know? Like, things were stressing me out. Like, I was running out of time and I had all these things to do. And then, like in the middle of me doing something, I'm also, like, trying to send this email out. But then, like, the internet was kind of slow, so I got the loading thing. And I just didn't have time for the loading thing. And I flipped out at the loading thing that's on my fucking phone. And I mean, legit fucking psychotic episode. You know, all alone. No one to witness it. Crazy fucking batshit nut shit shit. It's because I had a lot of stressful things happening, you know? My rental properties flooded in Detroit. You know, some people are not paying because of the pandemic. Freeze on evictions for my business. Plus, I'm going on the road, you know, and then every once in a while you go on stage after you're feeling like shit like this. I go and then I start bombing on stage. Bro, it was mounting. Like, any little thing just drove me fucking crazy. And mind you, I haven't worked. I've always been someone who worked out. And I knew that I had to work out because I knew this about myself, that I have a lot of energy. And if I don't put it out into something productive, where it is something like creative, creating a podcast, writing, going out, doing stand-up, the other thing I need to do is I need to exert that energy in some type of physical fashion so that I can really get my mindset. Now, when the pandemic hit, the gyms closed. When the gyms closed, I figured out ways to work out in my apartment. I liked it a lot, working out of my apartment, because it saved me time. It would only take me 20 to 30 minutes to work out in my apartment, and then I can get back to whatever else I was doing that day. In LA, if I ever have to go to the gym, you know, depending on if I do a full workout with sauna and hot dip and cold dip, I'm easily there for 2 hours, right? I can still narrow it down to an hour. That would just be me working out, showering, and leaving, right? But take into consideration, it's a 15-minute drive there. It's a 15-minute, that's a half hour. So you're there for 2 hours, and then plus the commute is another half hour. It's like, bro, right? So working out in my apartment, I was like, yo, man, I feel good as fuck. You know, I was like, you know, it was just great. Sometimes I work out for like 15 minutes really hard and then I get back to work. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, look at all that time I save for me to do more shit. But you know what I found out? Oh, and I just realized
my microphone wasn't connected. God damn this fucking shit, dude. I hate this damn app. Fuck. Now you guys can hear me better. The whole time I had it on my whatever. Anyways, then I freaking realized, yo, I am seriously stressing the fuck out. And I just, like 2 weeks ago, I decided, you know what? I'm going to go back to the gym. I'm going to go back to my routine. Lately, I've been working out, doing cardio. And then after cardio, I'd go do the hot dip and cold dip, which is amazing. The gym that I have in LA Fitness is the only one that has a Korean-style cold dip pool where the water is like 40 degrees or like 45 degrees. Pretty fucking cold. And I got myself to like really like get in there and like stay in there for a while now. Did all that shit and bro, I feel so fucking good. I feel so good. I feel amazing. It's just like I'm back to my old self again. And now whatever little fucking stress things happen, it doesn't really affect me that much because something about me exerting myself in the gym makes me feel so good. So just wanted to say, guys, please, man, just take care of yourselves. You know, like really do take care of yourselves. But when Jason sent me that video, a clip of my thing, that's another thing I started realizing. I don't know if you guys know what a virtual assistant is, but I just hired one off of Upwork. And she's in the Philippines. And because she's in the Philippines, her prices are way lower. So even though she's only charging me $10 an hour, that conversion from $10 to her money, she's getting paid really well. So the trade-off is like really good. Like I have this assistant that I can email to and just have her do certain things. And I'm starting to get in the habit of doing that. So I got her doing all my real estate booking at the end of the month and giving me a quick report so I don't have to spend that time doing it. And every time she does it, it takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours. She charges me less than $20. It's amazing. And then now I just got her to start running my comedy calendar. So I just, instead of me going and making sure it's on my website, it's on my calendar, it's on this and it's all that, just send her the information, have her do it. Now I'm starting to think about having her do other stuff. And thank you for that clip, Jason, because one of the another things I'm doing is I'm trying to get somebody to do these clips, like go through these videos of me talking and in the podcast with some of these people. And then finding out those real good, funny little chunks or whatever, and then making those little clips for my Instagram, because I've been trying to do it myself, but I can't. I've got so much fucking going on, you know? But yeah. Last time I spoke with you guys, I think I talked about my sleep regimen that I was like implementing, that I learned from Andrew Huberman, who has a podcast called the Huberman Lab. It's very deep dive science in health and nutrition. And he had one thing on there about optimizing sleep, which is something I really needed to do. So I've been taking the magnesium threonate, right? And then I'm taking apigenin, which was not here hard, which was not easy to find. And then L-theanine. I've been also throwing a couple of about 35, I think about 60 milligrams of CBD on top of it. And yo, that shit's been helping my sleep. I'm not even going to lie. Because I track my sleep with an app called a Sleep Cycle. And I put the phone on airplane mode so the radiation doesn't fuck with me being so close. But then I turn on the Sleep Cycle app and I put this on my bed and it monitors your movements. And it gives you, this is how long you were in bed, 6 hours, but you actually only slept 4 hours. So it really puts it into perspective. And now that I've been like taking the magnesium threonate, the apigenin, and the L-theanine, yo, that shit has been helping a lot, man. It has, because now I'm looking at the app and like my percentage of the sleep quality is going up. So I'm like staying more time in REM sleep, whereas nights where I wake up after like sleeping, I don't feel like I slept much. You look at the graph and you can see I've been like going in and out and not in deep sleep for a real long time. So it's very interesting. I hope that guy, that helps you guys. You know, if you're having a hard time sleeping, I told you I'd report back. And so far, yeah, magnesium threonate, epigenin, L-theanine. I'm also taking CBD, but I think I'm going to stop the CBD and then I'm going to start tracking it from there too. Another thing, blue blocking glasses. I got these ugly ass blue blocking glasses that I got from Amazon. The science shows that if you stop the blue light from entering your eyes, you'll increase your melatonin production and it will kickstart you getting ready to sleep. That's why when people go camping and they're outdoors, right? You never notice if you're outdoors, you actually sleep a lot earlier than you normally would. And that's because you're not getting that artificial light that we have from these computer screens and all these light bulbs, which most of them are on the blue spectrum. And the blue spectrum is also what comes from the sun. So when that blue spectrum light is hitting you, it is forcing your body to think that it's still daytime. That's why some people have a hard time going to sleep. Or if they end up doing go to sleep, you end up like waking up feeling groggy. And sometimes it might be because you got too much blue light that day. And then it's fucking up your circadian rhythm. So what I've been doing is when I get home from stand up really late, sometimes I try to watch TV or whatever, I'll put these blue blocking glasses on. It makes everything in the world orange and fucking ugly. But man, that shit's working. And I've noticed the days that I don't use it, I don't sleep as well. On the nights that I do use it, I also have my Amazon Alexa. I'll have her like change the colors of the lights because I got those lights where she can like control them. And you know, when it's about time for me to start getting into going to sleep, I'll tell her, make the lights yellow throughout the house. So then now it changes the color spectrum of the lighting, which kind of kickstarts your circadian rhythm to go, oh, it's time for us to start sleeping because the blue lights are starting to dissipate. And then when I sit down in front of the TV, man, I put those fucking blue blocking glasses, ruins the color of everything you're watching, but man, it's making a difference. So I'm trying to keep this thing going. And I'll just keep reporting back, man, because to me, man, sleep is everything, bro. Fucking everything. And before I go on to the next segment real quick, I do want to bring up a quote that Joanne, my last guest, who was, three-time fitness champion model. I mean, she's fit. Man, she's so fucking fit. But before we ended the last podcast, she brought up this quote from Socrates. And man, on this whole thing about health that we're talking about, this is a good quote to end this segment. No man has the right to be an amateur in the matter of physical training. It is a shame for a man to grow old without seeing the beauty and strength of which his body is capable. Deep. But, you know, man, you can say woman too. Just as that's how they wrote back then. Everything was mankind. There's no womankind. It's crazy, right? Women are the ones that make all the people. And somehow the guys are the ones that are like, nope, it's our world. I mean, women create all the people. Isn't that fucking crazy, bro? Holy shit, right? Like their vagina is a portal to this dimension. Wow. Right? Like what? Like if we die in this and then we go to the fourth dimension, we just come out of a fourth dimensional vagina, a vagina with extra dimensions. That's fucking crazy, though, if you really think about it. You got to take mushrooms to really appreciate what I'm saying. That vaginas are portals to this dimension. But yeah, Socrates, No man has the right to be an amateur in the matter of physical training. It is a shame for a man to grow old without seeing the beauty and strength of which his body is capable. Amen. Please take care of yourselves, motherfuckers. Really quick, I just wanted to like touch on, I think it's really funny right now that, you know, the things that people are doing right now to avoid getting vaccinated, you know, I think we've done lost our fucking minds, man. I used to have faith in humanity, but now I'm just kind of like, eesh, it's fucking crazy, dude. You know, I got, it's just nuts. But to me, it's like, we all know, for the most part, black people ain't getting it. Black people ain't getting vaccinated, bro. A lot of my black friends, they're just not getting vaccinated. They still walking around with a mask, man. Black people are paranoid, bro. They have every right to be, though. You know, they have every right to be, especially in this country, you know, to be paranoid and not trust the government, you know. But it's really funny. It's very consistent that even like this governor of Texas kind of comes off being racist in this clip here, you know, but he's just doing the political thing. The clip's title is Texas Lieutenant Governor blames unvaccinated people for the Delta COVID virus spread in his state. I think that's a loaded title, but let's just watch this real quick.
We're coming after your state really quickly here. And as a response, coming after your state, yes, because the increased COVID numbers, hospitalizations, deaths are up in Texas. And there's a direct assault on your governor's policies and your state's policies. Yeah. Very brief response.
Yeah. Well, Laura, the COVID is spreading, particularly most of the numbers are with the unvaccinated, and the Democrats like to blame Republicans on that. Well, the biggest group in most states are African-Americans who have not been vaccinated. And the last time I checked, over 90% of them vote for Democrats in their major cities and major counties. Okay. So it's up to the Democrats to get, just as it's up to Republicans, to try to get as many people vaccinated. But we respect the fact that if people don't want the vaccination...
It's almost like he's saying, like, hey, man, it's up to the Democrats to get these black people to fucking get on board with the vaccine. And it's up to the Republicans to get all these white cracker racist motherfuckers to take it too.
We're not going to force it on them. That's their individual right. But in terms of criticizing the Republicans for this, we're encouraging people who want to take it to take it. But they're doing nothing for the African-American community that has a significant high number of unvaccinated
TikTok
people.
Videos.
So they need
we got
to
a
address
lot of,
that. Meow, meow, meow. So, like, you know, I mean, listen, that is just racist, you know. Especially using political, trying to use politics and black people to take the blame off of your party, you know? That's why I can't stand this two-party system, man. Nobody's really, like I've said this so many times on this podcast, nobody really gives a flying fuck about what's right. They only care about if their team is in charge. That's it. Like, nobody cares if the you know, nobody cares that, like, shit is fucked up. You know, it's like everyone knows that every politician is going to come in and fuck shit up. But we want our guy in there fucking shit up. God damn it. If there's anybody going to be fucking shit up, it should be my guy. Because when he goes in there and fuck shit up, that's when I stop watching the news. And then the other side starts paying attention to every little thing that's happening. Right. And then the fucking polarities get switched. Now the other party is in charge and the people on the other party now just stop fucking paying attention. And then the people that are not part of that party are like, wait a minute, what are you doing? What? Fucking shit, bro. But to me, I find it funny, man. Like, this is what we got. Right. I mean, listen, is he wrong? Though, I mean, like, for real, though, black people ain't getting it. I'm not saying not all black people. I know a lot of my black friends, a high percent. When I look at them, they're not getting it. You know, I spoke to another friend of mine. He told me that another one of his friends, poor guy, only 28 years old, ripped, works out, just jacked, got the vaccine. 2 weeks later, heart attack, dies. I've been hearing a lot of these stories, man, you know? And again, I'm not trying to tell people don't get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. If you feel like you need it, get it. But I'm like libertarian on this, where I'm always like, if you're not going to get it, don't get it. That's it. Individual responsibility. You know, I find the people that are usually the most mad about people not taking a vaccine are the people that are fat. Like fat people who refuse to work out. They still realize, oh shit, the majority of people dying from this are fat. Instead of me going to the gym and fixing my fat, I'm just going to fucking get mad that you're not vaccinated. And then I'm going to blame you for killing fat people. And now I'm fat shaming. Guys, I'm going to get myself canceled right now. But yeah, so we know black people not getting vaccinated because to them it's too dangerous. But I'm going to tell you straight the fuck up. You know one thing they are doing? One thing they are doing. Come on, load, motherfucker. Oh, no. Here we go. One thing they are doing is the milk crate challenge.
He got it too.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. God damn, bro. These videos be killing me, man. And the thing is that it's like the majority of the videos I see, it's black people. And you know, it's funny, man. Like whenever I was in the Marines, man, it was always the black people that were too paranoid to do anything dangerous physically. You know, I think black people have already grown up in dangerous situations that a lot of them grow up with risk aversion. They're like, I don't want to take a risk. I've grown up doing all kinds of risky shit. You know, like I remember one time in the barracks while I was in the Corps, Bolte, you might remember this. There was a hurricane, and as we get a lot in North Carolina, and during the we would throw a hurricane party. So basically, when the hurricane's coming, we're forced to stay indoors, right? They give us orders, stay indoors. If you have to go outside, we have to wear the helmet, the camouflage war helmet, you know, the Kevlar helmet, and then a flak jacket. And that's the only way that we're able to like walk outside if we need to walk outside. Man, every white dude in my fucking unit said, fuck that. And at the height of the hurricane, they all decided to go out to the fucking baseball field. I joined them, by the way. I think I was the only brown guy to join them. And we took our ponchos and we tied the ponchos to the corners of the four corners had ropes on the ponchos. So we tied one corner to our wrists and the other two corners to our ankles. And then we held the poncho in front of us. Okay. Like we cradled it. Okay. And whichever way the wind was blowing, right, we would turn our back against the wind. Right. And then when that big gust of hurricane wind comes up, we would jump up in the air, open up our poncho, and the wind would grab us and fly us across the field. Not one black person tried it. Bro, I thought it was fucking hilarious. It was like I was really young at the time, just figuring out the world. And that's when I realized, yo, man, black people and Latino people are not playing this game. Because it was really funny, because while we're all out there doing this fucking dangerous shit in the middle of a fucking hurricane, mind you, cars in the parking lot, alarms are going off because cars are being pushed across the parking lot and it would hit another car, sound off an alarm, and our dumbasses are out there with ponchos trying to fucking fly. And then I turn around and I look back at the barracks and every person on the balcony watching us do this, black. They're not playing that game. You don't see black people going skydiving that much or those little flight suits that white guys get, those flight suits where they climb up to the top of a mountain and they jump off. And they're like, and they fly almost fucking like hitting shit. A lot of the times hitting shit. You're not going to catch many black people doing that shit. You know? And to me, I find it fucking funny that now black people seem to have found their extreme challenge. And it's milk crates. Fuck! Oh my god, that guy took a fucking... Dude, he fell on his neck. On his motherfucking neck, bro. To me, this challenge is so fucking stupid and really makes me realize there's no fucking hope, bro. This is no hope, bro. Let me watch this one here. Some of these I haven't even seen yet, man.
You can't touch it with your hand.
Not one of these guys are vaccinated. I bet you any, not one of these motherfuckers are vaccinated in a land where we don't have health insurance. Come on, bro. You can make it. You can make it. Man, I wish you guys could see this. Okay. I don't know. This is a really fun to watch, man. It's very telling. To me, I love the this one here says worst milk crate challenge. Let's see. Let's see. I gotta make sure it's not too loud. And okay. Some guy at the top. He's really fat. Oh, he's shaking. He's shaking at the fucking the highest point. He's just shaking like a motherfucker, bro. It's like he's twerking. Fuck, dude, he landed on his face. And he's 300 pounds, bro. Damn. You see what I'm saying? That one was a Latino guy. It's like the minorities in this country found their...
Hey, yo, Mike said he about to go...
Their extreme sport, you know? Like, oh, we're going to fucking do squirrel flight suits, you know? Nope. Milk crate challenge. Where are they getting all these milk crates, bro? Like, you know the fucking grocery stores are now just like, where the fuck are we going to put all this milk? God damn it.
Yo, hey, yo, everybody, Mike said he going up here rolling.
Now, this guy here.
He said he too comfortable.
This guy here.
Ooh.
He is. He is walking up the milk crates with ease. And he's rolling a blunt. Come on, man. This motherfucker. I like his Jordans. I like how he's got it matched with his hat. I got a color that's like that hat. I should take. I should take a fashion tip from this motherfucker. Look at this guy, man. So he rolls the thing at the top, and then he walks himself down. Look at that. Bro. And he made it down. No problem. And I'm telling you, man, not one of these motherfuckers is vaccinated. I promise you. Because black people, man, black people ain't playing that game. They ain't playing that game, you know, trying to get fucking vaccinated. Yeah, Bolty, you remember that? Yeah, with the ponchos. Oh, you say you think you was on duty that day. You might have been, bro. All I know is that it was fun. That was it was crazy. It was stupid. I'm glad I lived through it, you know. This one here isn't a very, very impressive one, okay? Because not all of these milk crate challenges are failures. This one here, though, guys, a woman just knocks it out the park, man. This hot black woman just, God, what a gorgeous body, big ass butt. And she's doing it in heels. In heels, bro.
Y'all gotta be quiet.
I don't know how the hell she's doing that. Like, not only does she have to balance herself, she's also gotta make sure that she steps on the milk crate in such a way that her heels don't fall through the tiny little holes of the milk crate. Unless there is no holes in the top. Oh, no, there isn't. Okay. I thought they were grated at the bottom, too. Yo, man, it's... I want her number, bro. I want to take this girl out for some milk. No, see, there are. There are those little holes at the top, and she did it no problem. And then to top it off, she does it with another person where they go at the same time and they have to cross each other.
You live.
It's kind of hot, though.
Live. Yeah.
Fuck, black women are so hot.
Thanks, you. Yeah, come on.
I don't know. I couldn't focus on that shot because all I could do was just look at her butt, man. Her butt was just... Her butt needs to give me her number. Because she, man, that girl was fine. And she did it in heels, bro. In heels. Come on, man. You know? Let me see. I think I got another one queued up over here. Oh, a police officer tries it. What an idiot. This motherfucker.
Oh!
And now he's limping.
Oh, he tore his shit. Oh, he's limping.
There's your tax dollars at work, bro. I don't know. To me, I just find it really, really funny, man. I do. I find it funny. Just to recap, I just find it funny how, like, legit people have done lost their minds in this country. I can't speak for the world. I can just speak for this country. That milk crate challenge is fucking stupid. The worst is when I saw they got the old people doing it. And then the fucking... That fat Mexican dude, or what, you know, that's racist saying he's Mexican, because I didn't get a chance to talk to him and ask him, because he could be Guatemalan, but he's too fat to be Guatemalan. He must be Guatemalan American, extra cheese, you know? But yeah, bro, we don't have health care, and these motherfuckers are out there doing a milk crate challenge, falling on concrete. Most of them on their faces, bro. And I bet you any money these motherfuckers are not getting vaccinated. But, guys, I got to get going. We were about an hour in. This was a pretty fun podcast, man. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Trying to get better at this. I'm going to get another guest. I'm not sure who yet. I'm going to start doing these things ahead of time. But look out for it next week. Be sure to follow me. Mike from Detroit on everything. Instagram, Twitter, YouPorn, TikTok. Holler at your boy, man. I'm very active on Instagram. Definitely follow me. Also, follow the Public Yemeni Number One podcast on all platforms. I still got to get it on fucking Stitcher. I don't know why it's not taking the Stitcher. But it's on Spotify. It's on Google. It's on Apple Podcasts. Please, if you have Apple Podcasts, rate me on that. Give me 5 stars. Leave me a review. It'll really help push me up to the top of a very long list that I'll probably never see. But either way, it'd be nice for your support. I love you guys. And like I said, please stay healthy. Get some good sleep. If you're having a hard time sleeping, look into those supplements I was talking about, because they've been helping me. Magnesium threonate, L-theanine, and apigenin. Together in a cocktail. Whew. Telling you, stop relying on the masks. How is it that I'm leaving and now more people are watching? I don't get this shit. I'm about to end it. Now more people have just shown up, man. Do I need to do this podcast later? There's Tarek. Why you wearing a hat like you a 1920s gangster with a Tommy gun, bro? You trying to be, you one of those Arabs that's trying to be pass off as Italian, Tarek? Is that what you're doing? I know I used to do that. After 9/11, I was Italian. You know? Yeah. Yeah, it was really hard to like try to get laid after the towers fell, looking like this, you know? I had to get rid of all facial hair. I had to slick my hair back and just hope nobody asked me where my family's from. All right, guys. I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. And fuck you to all you people that just tuned in as I'm leaving. How dare you? This was a fun podcast. We'll have a guest next week. And you'll also see me doing solo every Wednesdays, 2 p.m. right here. All right, guys. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Get some good sleep. And indulge in an orgasm or two. See you guys.
Public Yemeni number one.